This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. Since the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the wombs of our mothers, and He breathed into our bodies, our souls, from that day until now, our time has been ticking away. And so our time is limited, and it's slowly but surely ticking away. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ أَيَّامْ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمُكَ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ. He says, O son of Adam, you are nothing but a number of days. If one day of you goes by, then a part of you has gone. And so each day that goes by, think about it, a part of you has gone, never to return. Each day that goes by is one day and one step closer to your grave. And so think about that and then ask yourself, what have you done with your life until now? What have you done with the years gone by, and the months gone by, and the days gone by? How have you spent them? And how have you used them? Have you used them in a way that is beneficial to you and others? Or have you simply allowed them to go to waste? And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ. The two feet of the servant will not move on the Day of Judgment when he is brought to account before Allah until he is asked about four things. Until you are asked about four things. عن عمره فيما أفناه وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه. Two of these things the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about his youth and how he spent it, and his life and the years of his life and how he used it. And so with the summer holidays around the corner for our children, we need to remind them of this reality, because they're going to have a lot of free time on their hands. We need to remind them that what they have in their hands is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A blessing that seldom do many people value and look at as a blessing. But what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about free time? He said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two blessings that many people are deprived of or they don't value. What are these two blessings? He says, الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Good health and free time. Good health and free time. And so we only truly realize the value of these blessings once they've been taken away from us. And so think about it. Especially a few years ago when we were going through the pandemic and COVID. How many people got ill? And how many people, that was it. It led to their deathbed. None of them expected that to happen. And so while they were going through what they were going through, they were remembering. They were remembering those days in which they had good health, in which they could have done a lot with their lives. But unfortunately, it was a source of regret. Why? Because they recalled all those days that went by in which they did not take advantage of that good health. Likewise, al-faragh, free time, you only truly value it once it's taken away from you. And so all of us value it now as we're older. And now we remember the days when we were younger. And we didn't have many responsibilities on our shoulders. And today we regret all those days in which we did not spend our days and our time usefully, but rather we allowed ourselves to waste those days, those precious days and time, allowing them to go to waste. Why do we value them now? Because those days are not going to come back. Those days are never going to come back. As you're a grown man or a woman, an adult, and you have all these responsibilities on your shoulders, these responsibilities are not going to lessen. Instead, they're going to increase. And you're going to become more and more busy as the days go by. And so that's why the Prophet ﷺ tells us, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Take advantage of five things before another five. Take advantage of five blessings before another five things come to take away those blessings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Shababaka qabla haramik." Your youth before your old age. Your youth when you're young, you have energy, and you could do things that you cannot do when you become older. "Wasihhataka qabla saqamik." And your good health before you become ill, as we already mentioned. "Waghinaka qabla faqrik." And your riches, and the days in which you have money, and you're well off, before you become poor. You have wealth today. What guarantee do you have that you will still have that wealth tomorrow? You might have a good job today, but what guarantee do you have that you'll still have that good job tomorrow? Use whatever Allah has given to you of this wealth in that which is beneficial to you before it's taken away from you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. And your free time before your busy time. If you have free time today, use it wisely. Spend it in what is beneficial for you and those around you. Because without a doubt, you are guaranteed to have that free time taken away from you sooner or later. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And take advantage of your life before your death. Today you're alive. Tomorrow you will no longer be alive. Don't let your time in your grave to be a time spent in regret over the life that you spent in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so let us take advantage of our time before it's too late. And let us instill these ideas in our youth our young ones who have this free time in their hands today. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayat wadh-dhikr al-hakim. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimin min kulli dhanbin wa khati'ah fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believe, fear Allah, and let each and every single soul ask himself and look to what he has sent for his tomorrow. Ask yourself how you have spent your life so far. Ask yourself, are you prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state in which you are currently in? And then change your ways from now, without delaying it for even a single day. Because the past is behind you. You cannot change it. The future is not in your hands. You don't know how much more you have left. But the present is what you do have in your hands. It's up to you to either change or leave yourself as you are. As we approach the summer holidays, this is a time that will either make or break our children. As the saying goes, الوقت كالسيف إن لم تقطعه قطعك. Time is like a sword. If you don't cut it, if you don't use it how you want to use it, then it will cut you. And that's why Shaitan, he knows this very well. And he takes advantage of us. And he takes advantage of our weak points. He realizes that our free time is a weak point of ours. If you're not busy, in that which is beneficial to you, whether it be in that which is beneficial for your dunya or your akhirah, then here is a void for shaitan to come and fill. And that's exactly what we have seen. Those youth who are in the prime of their life, if they don't benefit themselves and spend their time wisely, then shaitan will come and fill in that time for them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if anyone was excused to having free time and enjoying themselves, it would have been the best of mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what does Allah tell him? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Once you have fulfilled your responsibilities, once you have done all your responsibilities and now you're free, Allah says, now stand up in devotion before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no such thing as free time. If you have free time, then you need to use it. You need to use it, whether it be in that which is for your future in the dunya or for your akhirah, which is far more greater and important. And so, another blessing that many of us have fallen short in fulfilling its responsibility is the blessing of children. Having children is a ni'mah of Allah. It is a blessing of Allah. And with every blessing comes its responsibilities. With every blessing comes its responsibilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding us. He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Nara wa qooduha an-nas wal hijara. Alayha malaikatun ghilavun shidad. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire. A fire that is made of fuel and stones. Save yourselves and your families. You have a responsibility on your shoulders. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyyatih. Every single one of you has a responsibility, and every single one of you will be questioned about his responsibility before Allah on the Day of Judgment. فَالرَّجُلُ مَسْؤُولٌ فَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ وَمَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ فَالرَّجُلُ رَاعٍ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ وَمَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. The man is responsible for those under him in his household, and he will be questioned about his responsibility. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةً وَمَسْؤُولٌ وَمَسْؤُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةً عَلَى بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَوَلَدِهِ وَمَسْؤُولٌ وَمَسْؤُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهَا. And the woman is also responsible. She is responsible for the family and her children. And she will also be questioned by Allah. How did she fulfill that responsibility? And so fulfilling the responsibility of our children does not mean, like many of us think, providing food for them on the table, giving them an education, giving them a shelter, giving them food and clothes to wear. That's only part of the responsibility. But the greater responsibility is making sure that you have saved them from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah has commanded us. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, whoever neglects his children, he neglects teaching his children what will benefit him, then he has left him in vain. He has left his children in vain, and he has done them a great injustice. He says, the deviation and the corruption of most children has only come from their parents and their neglect of them, not teaching them the fundamentals of their religion. They neglected them when they were young, and now when these children are older, they did not benefit themselves nor their parents when they got older. And so this is a reality that we are living in today. It's as if he was speaking about our situation today. How many times does the imam of the masjid have to deal with children when their parents come and their teenage children have gone astray? And they come and they tell the imam, my son, my daughter has gone astray. They're having doubts about Islam. They don't believe in Allah. One has become gay, another has become lesbian. Come and fix them. Now, after an entire childhood of neglecting them and allowing them to live freely in this society without watching them, without making sure that we have given them the proper tarbiyah and the proper Islamic education and put them in the right environment, now you come, now it's too late. This is what Ibn al-Qayyim was talking about centuries ago. And it is as if he was speaking about our situation today. And so let us make sure that our children, as the summer holidays are around the corner, let's make sure that we put them into a program in which they will benefit themselves. And there is no better place than the masjid. There is no better place in the dunya than the masjid to protect our children from the evils of society. And so, let us bring them. There are several programs taking place across the city, specifically for the summer holidays. Do not allow your children to be by themselves and to have free time that they are not using and spending wisely. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا حي يا قيوم اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في فلسطين على الصهاينة المعتدين اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم احقن دماءهم وتقبل شهداءهم وعافي مبتلاهم وارحم واشفي جرحاهم وداوي جرحاهم وفك أسراهم وأطعم جائحهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم عليك بالصهائنة المعتدين فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم زلزلهم واللهم زلزل الأرض من تحت أقدامهم اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك اللهم أنزل عليهم بأسك الذي لا يرد عن القوم المجرمين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.